Gas is pricier than ever. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The day after President Biden admitted the price of gas is
going to go up.
Then a reporter asked, what can be done?
Can't do much right now. Russia's responsible.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers has a live update.
Dave, AAA says the average price of a gallon of regular gas has increased to $4.25. That's up from an average of $4.17 a gallon yesterday, which was record-setting itself. As of today, only 15 states have an average gas price that's less than $4. Right now, California is paying the most at $5.57 a gallon. Kansas and Oklahoma, they're shelling out the least at $3.79. Diesel is also costing a lot more, with an average, the national average, sitting at a record-breaking $4.88 a gallon. Dave.
Tanya in Ukraine, air raid sirens in the capital, shooting in the sky.
I think we have another one coming. You can hear the shelling now in the background. It's getting much louder and certainly getting much closer.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kyiv. While in other cities, another attempted ceasefire with Russia for a short time to let more civilians evacuate.
One was successful yesterday in the city of Sumy. Today they're trying again. There is meant to be a ceasefire at the moment in six of those cities. It remains to be seen if they can be held. The worst place, the ones most people are concerned about, is Mariupol, that port city. 200,000 people remain stuck in there. They remain underground, without food, water, heating, medicines.
Now, there's a stalemate with NATO ally Poland, which offered to send more help to Ukraine's military.
Soviet-era jets that Poland owns, those MiG-29s, out to Ukraine all via the U.S. military. Even late yesterday, U.S. officials said they were surprised by Poland's announcement that it was willing to send its jets to Ukraine. Poland was also asking the U.S. to backfill its own air force with other jets.
Fox's Mark Meredith, the U.S. not willing to accept Poland's terms. The jets are flown to a U.S. base first, and Congress is readying more aid to Ukraine. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Fox News.
The financial squeeze on Russia is getting even tighter.
Russians are going to have to make do without McDonald's, Starbucks, General Electric, Coca-Cola, and Pepsi products. All the corporations are suspending business in Russia as attacks continue against Ukraine. McDonald's CEO issued a statement saying, "Our values mean we cannot ignore the needless human suffering unfolding in Ukraine." Coke gave few details about the suspension of its business. Pepsi said they're halting beverage sales in Russia, but as a humanitarian gesture, they'll continue to make milk and baby formula products. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Now, President Biden made his comments about gas prices going up while in Texas, where he went right after announcing a U.S. ban on Russian oil, and he changed his focus.
The president talked in Texas Tuesday about burn pits in combat zones.
And incinerate wastes of war, medical and hazardous materials, jet fuel, and so much more.
He says soldiers breathed that in, and when they came home, the headaches, cancer, and other illnesses persisted. The president says not much is definitive on how burn pits and illnesses are connected.
But I'm committed. I'm committed that America make the commitment to find out everything we can.
It's part of the president's unity agenda that also pledges to reverse the tolls opioids, cancers, and mental health issues take on our society. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Now, the House and Senate have passed bills to help vets exposed to burn pits that will need to be reconciled in a final version. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound as markets also rise across Europe. Dow futures surging up more than 400 points after dropping nearly 1,000 points the past 2 days. Baseball players and owners talked well past midnight, trying again to end a lockout, and they'll resume discussions later, facing a deadline to work out a contract by today, or more Major League games in April will be canceled. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.